synchronized wireless sensor system records differences in elbow flexion and push rim force patterns during manual wheelchair propulsion in three different conditions. Nuno Oliveira A, C, Sheila Blocklinger B, Naftali Ehrenberg A, C, Teresa Tafasi B, Gail Forrest C, Trevor Dyson Hudson D, Peter Barans A, C. A Research Department, B Rehabilitation Technology Department, Children's Specialized Hospital, Mountainside, NJC Human Performance and Engineering, D Spinal Cord Injury Research, Kessler Foundation, West Orange, NJ. Abstract Understanding Manual Wheelchair Propulsion Kinematics and Associated Push-Rim Forces is essential to develop strategies directed to minimize or prevent injury risk and maximize mobility in persons who use manual wheelchairs. A 16-year-old individual who used a manual wheelchair as his primary means of mobility was tested propelling an ultralight wheelchair under three different conditions, across a level tiled floor, across a thick mat intended to simulate wheeling over ground, and ascending an ADA-approved, 5-degree ramp. Upper body kinematics and push-rim force data were recorded simultaneously using an instrumented push-rim system synchronized with a wireless kinematic measurement technology. The relationships between elbow flexion and push-rim tangential force were examined, and different propulsive patterns were observed between conditions. Compared with wheeling on level ground, higher peak forces were recorded when traversing the mat and ascending the ramp. For wheeling on level floor, peak propulsive force occurred at lower elbow flexion angles and later in the stroke cycle. The ability to observe differences in the synchronized patterns using the wireless system was demonstrated, and the influence of range of motion deficits in clinical populations is discussed. Background: A common problem among individuals who use manual wheelchairs is the occurrence of upper limb injuries due to the increased loading and overuse resulting from long periods of manual wheelchair activity. Gelman et al. 1988, Boninger et al. 2003, Mercer et al. 2006. The repetition of propulsive motion patterns has been shown to predispose the user to soft tissue disorders, Finley et al. 2004, that can result in high prevalence of shoulder, elbow and wrist injuries, Subbarao et al. 1995, Ballinger et al. 2000, Boninger et al. 2003, as well as neck pain, Boninger et al. 2003, Lee Kirby et al. 2004. Daily wheelchair propulsion can take place on many surface types with different propulsive demands that require biomechanical adaptations from the user. Most studies investigating wheelchair propulsion biomechanics are conducted on level floor, leaving wheelchair propulsion in other terrain types, ramp, grass, carpeted floor, poorly understood. Some authors, Richter et al. 2007. Cowan et al. 2009 investigated wheelchair propulsion over different surfaces, tile, low carpet, high carpet, interlocking concrete paving stones, smooth level concrete, grass, hardwood flooring and slopes, 3 degrees, 6 degrees, 5 degrees, 8% grade, and concluded push rim forces and stroke count increased with rolling surface resistance or inclination. Although these studies reported important information about the force patterns involved in wheelchair propulsion on different surfaces and slopes, providing information on the user's kinematics and corresponding force outcome is important to understand the implications surface type has on upper limb biomechanics. This paper introduces a wireless data collection system that synchronizes upper body kinematics and push rim forces. The system synchronizes wireless inertial measurement units, IMU, for kinematic data collection with kinetic data from a wireless instrumented push rim. The purpose of this study was to evaluate the feasibility of using the system to measure synchronized elbow flexion angle, ELFLX, and push rim tangential force, feet patterns during manual wheelchair propulsion, and to compare the FTELFLX patterns under three different rolling conditions, across a level tiled floor, across a thick mat intended to simulate wheeling over ground, and ascending an ADA-approved, 5-degree ramp. Methods: a 16-year-old male, 79 kilograms, 175 centimeters, with cerebral palsy participated in this study. The participant presented spastic diplegia and was primarily a manual wheelchair user. Contractures that limited active and passive upper limb ranges of motion were present. All research procedures were approved by the institution IRB, and an informed consent form was co-signed by the participant and parent. Inclusion criteria for the study included: 1. Use of a wheelchair as primary means of mobility, 2. More than 1 year of manual wheelchair experience, and 3. Ability to propel a manual wheelchair for at least 20 minutes at a self-selected speed. An instrumented push-rim wheel, smart wheel, out front, Mesa, AZ, with a solid threaded tire, was placed on the right side of the study wheelchair to collect kinetic data. Data were sampled at 240 Hz. A non-instrumented wheel supplied with the smart wheel system was placed on the left side. Tangential force, feet, was calculated following a method for calculation of push-rim forces reported by Robertson et al. 1996. IMIS, SENS, MVN Biomech, and SHEED, the Netherlands, were used to collect upper body kinematic data, 60 Hz. 11 sensors were fixed to the participant on the following segments and segment regions: head, sternum, sacrum, right scapula, left upper arm, right hand and left hand. Elastic straps, a tight Lycra suit top and gloves were used to fix the sensors to the selected anatomic landmark. For kinematic calibration, the participant was seated on a wooden chair and asked to adopt a T posture with arms at shoulder height, elbows extended, and palms down. Due to upper extremity contractures associated with cerebral palsy, manual assistance in completing this task was offered and accepted. However, passive extension deficit required that elbow flexion, 15-20 degrees per visual approximation, remained. An additional IMU sensor was attached to the wheelchair frame to be used as an event tracker, i.e. to determine when the participant started moving on the mat or up the ramp by calculating the vertical acceleration when crossing the mat, and the inclination angle when going up the ramp. Synchronization of the instrumented push-rim and IMIS data collection systems was achieved by a hardwired connection between the two systems, with the IMIS configured to start and stop recording on high and low voltages provided by the push-rim system. The IMU signal was interpolated to match the 240 Hz sampling rate of the instrumented push-rim. The participant was instructed to propel an ultralight wheelchair, T-Lite ZRA, PASCO, WA, starting from a stationary position, at self-selected speed, in three different conditions. The three conditions were: 1. Level tiled floor, 2. 8.9 cm thickness polyfoam mat, 1.5 minute x 2.2 minutes used to simulate wheeling outdoors over ground, and 3. A 5.8 minute tile floored ramp, maximum slope of 5 degrees for 1.2 minutes, compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. The flooring surface in conditions 1 and 3 were the same. To assist the transition onto the mat from the tile floor, a short aluminum threshold ramp was attached to the mat. Order of test conditions was randomly selected beforehand. The wheelchair was set up and adjusted specifically to the participant by a certified assistive technology professional. Before testing, the participant was allowed a 5-minute adaptation period to the chair where he could move freely. Three trials were completed for each condition. 17 propulsive cycles were analyzed for the level floor tile condition. Tile, 16 propulsive cycles during propulsion on the mat were analyzed, mat, and 26 propulsive cycles during propulsion on the ramp were analyzed, ramp. A cycle was defined as the period between two samples where feet dropped below the fore-end threshold. This was approximate to the push-rim release in the cycle. Cycle duration was normalized into percentiles corresponding to 101 samples. A representative cycle consisting of an average across the total number of trials was calculated for each condition. FTPK is the maximum feet during the cycle. Results Figure 1 illustrates feet plotted against elbow flexion angle for the three conditions studied. Each pattern represents an average across all trials. FTP K4 tile was 25.0 plus minus sine 10.7 newton observed at 28.8 plus minus sine 2.7 degrees of elbow flexion. FTP K4 mat was 61.1 plus minus sine 13.3 newton observed at 32.0 plus minus sine 3.6 degrees of elbow flexion. FTP K4 ramp was 43.0 plus minus sine 17.4 newton observed at 32.3 plus minus sine 3.2 degrees of elbow flexion. Discussion in our literature review only one study that investigated upper body kinematics synchronized with push rim forces during manual wheelchair propulsion was found, Slavens et al. 2015. Although the study provided important information about the biomechanics of manual wheelchair propulsion, it employed an optical marker-based system for kinematic data collection. Such systems may be best suited to testing in the laboratory setting, whereas the purpose of the current study was to evaluate the feasibility of a highly portable and self-contained wireless system to observe FTE-LFLX patterns in three different rolling conditions. Several aspects of the study results for one individual were similar to those reported in previous studies. First, the higher FTP K4 the mat and ramp conditions compared with tile observed in this study are similar to observations on peak wheel torque reported by Kuntz et al. 2005. Second, as related to the FTE-LFLX relationship, while FTP K4, mat and ramp were observed near maximum elbow flexion, FTP K4, tile occur during elbow extension. This pattern has been associated with a smooth low-cadence propulsive motion which is recommended for injury prevention, Collinger et al. 2008. We also observed a larger range of motion for elbow flexion in the tile condition compared with the conditions that required more propulsive effort, although we did not find any previous reports on such comparisons. The elbow flexion angles recorded were lower than those reported in other studies, Goins et al. 2011. The participant in our study had upper limb spasticity secondary to cerebral palsy that restricted his elbow extension and impacted his ability to assume a required neutral calibration position. The IMU system zeros the joint angle measurements in the calibration position, and a systematic error in which elbow flexion measurements read lower than true values is therefore expected. This effect may explain the lower absolute elbow flexion angle measurements observed in our study. The study introduces a method to synchronize push rim forces with upper body kinematics using a fully portable wireless data collection system. An ongoing study is using this system to assess the impact of differences in wheelchair type and weight in the three test conditions above. We believe that the system holds the promise of allowing future studies in environments where synchronized kinematic measurements using other technologies may be impractical or impossible. Future development work should be directed at addressing a methodological limitation as highlighted in the study. Kinematic results can be influenced by passive range of motion deficits in people with spasticity. This has not prevented our ability to observe differences in our within-subject study design. Different options for calibration poses, such as those in which joints are flexed, may make this technology even more effective for the study of wheeled mobility in disabled populations. References: Ballinger, D. A. Rintala, D. H. and Hart, K. A. 2000. The Relation of Shoulder Pain and Range of Motion Problems to Functional Limitations, Disability, and Perceived Health of Men with Spinal Cord Injury, a Multifaceted Longitudinal Study. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 8112, 1575-1581. Boninger, M. L. Cooper, R. A. Fitzgerald, S. G. Lynn, J. Cooper, R. Disciano, B., and Liu, B. 2003. Investigating Neck Pain in Wheelchair Users. American Journal of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 82, 197, 202. Boninger, M. L. DiCiano, B. E. Cooper, R. A. Towers, J. D. Kuntz, A. M. and Souza, A. L. 2003. Shoulder Magnetic Resonance Imaging Abnormalities, Wheelchair Propulsion, and Gender. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 84, 1615, 1620. Collinger, J. L. Boninger, M. L. Kuntz, A. M. Price, R. Sisto, S. A. Tolrico, M. L. and Cooper, R. A. 2008. Shoulder Biomechanics During the Push Phase of Wheelchair Propulsion, a Multi-Site Study of Persons with Paraplegia. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 89, 667, 676. Cowan, R. E. Nash, M. S. Collinger, J. L. Kuntz, A. M. and Boninger, M. L. 2009. Impact of Surface Type, Wheelchair Weight, and Axle Position on Wheelchair Propulsion by Novice Older Adults. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 90, 1076, 1083. Finlay, M. A. Rash, E. K. Keyser, R. E. and Rogers, M. M. 2004. The Biomechanics of Wheelchair Propulsion in Individuals with and Without Upper Limb Impairment. Journal of Rehabilitation Research and Development, 41, 385. Gelman, H., Sib, I., and Waters, R. L. 1988. Late Complications of the Weight-Bearing Upper Extremity in the Paraplegic Patient. Clinical Orthopedics and Related Research, 233, 132-135. Goins, A. M., Morgan, K., Stevens, C., L., and Angsberg, J. R. 2011. Elbow Kinematics During Overground Manual Wheelchair Propulsion in Individuals with Tetraplegia. Disability and Rehabilitation. Assistive Technology, 6, 312-319. Kuntz, A. M., Cooper, R. A., Boninger, M. L., and Yang, Y. 2005. A Kinetic Analysis of Manual Wheelchair Propulsion During Startup on Select Indoor and Outdoor Surfaces. Journal of Rehabilitation Research and Development, 42, 447. Lee Kirby, R., Fee, C. L., Smith, C., Chester, E. L., and McLeod, D. A. 2004. Neck Discomfort of Wheelchair Users. Effect of Neck Position. Disability and Rehabilitation, 26, 915. Mercer, J. L., Boninger, M., Kuntz, A., Wren, D., Dyson Hudson, T., and Cooper, R. 2006. Shoulder Joint Kinetics and Pathology in Manual Wheelchair Users. Clinical Biomechanics, 21, 781-789. Richter, W. M. Rodriguez, R. Woods, K. R. and Axelson, P. W. 2007. Stroke Pattern Hand Rim Biomechanics for Level and Uphill Wheelchair Propulsion at Self-Selected Speeds. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 88, 81, 87. Robertson, R. N. Boninger, M. L. Cooper, R. A. and Shimada, S. D. 1996. Push Rim Forces in Joint Kinetics During Wheelchair Propulsion. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 77, 856, 864. Slavens, B. A. Schnorenberg, A. J. Arrett, C. M. Graf, A. Krizok, J. J. Reiners, K. Vogel, L. C. and Harris, G. F. 2015. Evaluation of pediatric manual wheelchair mobility using advanced biomechanical methods. Biomed Research International 2015. Sobar IA, J. Klopfstein, J. and Turpin, R. 1995. Prevalence and impact of wrist and shoulder pain in patients with spinal cord injury. The Journal of Spinal Cord Medicine, 18:1, 9:13.